Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to the Language Lab podcast. All right, this week's word is awesome. So I do this little exercise with folks when I'm trying to get them focused on their language, right? So I ask them to sort of track what words they use most frequently. And then we look at building their personal lexicon, right? So a lexicon is the collection of words that any person or community uses, right? That we give meaning to. Okay, so most of us sort of gallivant through life and we don't focus all that much on the, 15,000 words that we're using in a given day. But if you pause and you pay attention, you will note that the words that you choose to use are pretty different than anyone else, right? Because you are your own person. But we don't take notice. So actually, I was doing a coaching session a couple weeks ago and I asked this woman to, be mindful about the words she was using and keep a list. And she looked at me and said, "Oh, Erica, that sounds really woo-woo." And I said, "Well, I know. However, it's actually really useful information, so just keep a list." Now, I know that one of the words on my list is awesome. So this word awesome, when I'm, inviting people to be mindful in my woo-woo way about their words, either is totally on your list in general, totally on your list or totally not. Meaning you are either somebody who thinks awesome is an awesome word, or you are somebody who is like, "I would never use that word." So, I've been putting out newsletters for many years now, and I have only ever gotten one piece of what I will refer to as, in air quotes, hate mail. And it was when I put out something about the word awesome, and I was, telling people there's this free tool called a personal lexicon, they could do that and all that. So I get this email back from this woman, and she says that she could not believe that somebody who purported to be as attentive to language as I would deign to use the word awesome, that it was not creative, right? So I was undermining my professionalism. It went on. I'm paraphrasing. So I did what every good professional would do in this situation, which was I forwarded it to my mom. And I said, "Look, mom, this lady really doesn't like me. She's being really mean." And my mom, in good mom fashion, said, "That's because she wasn't loved well enough as a child, honey." And that's what mothers are for. But really, I was so taken aback by the fact that this woman would take the time, and it was a couple paragraphs long about how awesome was just not awesome. It was terrible. So whether or not you think the word awesome is awesome, I would invite you, woo-woo as it sounds, to pay attention to what your words are and to figure out your own personal lexicon, because the more you are attentive to which words you're using, the more you'll notice ones that like you really aren't being very original. So I will say that as hurt as I was by this woman's email, it did force me to sort of notice how often I use the word awesome and ponder times when I didn't want to use it and times when I actually use it even more on purpose. It also of course, I went and looked at the definition of awesome, and actually, it made me feel better about using this word because the definition is extremely impressive, inspiring great admiration, apprehension, or fear, right? So it can be positive or negative. Informal definition is it's extremely good, it's excellent, right? And if we flip this around, sort of take it apart and put it back together, the way I think of it is that I have some awe about whatever it is that I'm commenting on. And I like the idea of being in awe of things. I think that's sort of lovely. Again, awesome is one of those words. Maybe it works for you, maybe it doesn't. But take note of the words that you're using and see if awesome is on your list or not. What's there? What's not? I would love to hear what's in your personal lexicon, and I will talk to you next week.